Shavi, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael, and Moshe called to all of Klal Yisrael, Vayomer Alehem, and he said to them. And the question arises that Klal Yisrael were already standing before Moshe to hear the klolos that were just stated. So what is meant by the new calling of Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael, Vayomer Alehem? Ramban learns that this calling was not a new calling, but rather a continuation of the gathering for the klolos, and he just added what is said over here. Or Chaim learns differently. He says that the klolos were only said to the men. Now he added by this calling the women, children, and gerim. And he said to them, Atem re'isem, you have seen, Eis kol asher oso Hashem le'enechem be'eret Mitzrayim, what Hashem has done before your eyes in the land of Mitzrayim, le'paroi to paroi ul'chol avodov, and to all his servants ul'chol arzoi, and to his whole land. Hamasois hagadolos, the great tests, Asher ro'u einecho, that your eyes have seen, ha'oisois v'hamoifisim hagadolim ho'aim, these great signs and wonders. V'lo nosan Hashem lochem, and Hashem has not given you up till now, lev lodas, a heart to understand, ve'einayim lirois, and eyes to see, ve'oznayim l'shmoya, and ears to hear, ad hayom hazeh, until this day. Rashi tells us that on that day, the day of Moshe's death, when Moshe gave the newly written Torah to the Levim, as stated in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes, the rest of Klal Yisrael protested, saying that someday the Levim might say that the Torah is theirs exclusively, and the rest of the people have no share in it. Moshe rejoiced at this show of love for the Torah. And Moshe said that until this day I did not see that you have eyes, a heart, and ears to recognize the chesed of Hashem. However, after this episode, I see that you recognize the chesed of Hashem and are worthy to be Hashem's people. So according to this pshat, Hayom Hazeh is referring to the day Klal Yisrael protested Shevet Levi receiving the Torah. Rashi says a second pshat, that a person does not totally understand the teachings of his Rebbe until 40 years later. And since now it is in the 40th year since Matan Torah, it is now that you first have eyes, a heart, and ears to totally understand the Torah. And from now on, you will be held more accountable to keep the Torah. According to this pshat, Hayom Hazeh means this day, which is in the 40th year since Matan Torah. And the pasuk continues by Moshe saying that Hashem did so many nisim for you in Mitzrayim and also in the Midbar, Va'oilech Eschem, and I led you Arboim Shana Ba'Midbar for 40 years in the Midbar, Levolu Salmaisechem Me'aleichem, your clothing did not wear out from on you, V'na'alcha, and your shoes, Levolusa Me'al Raglecha, did not wear out from on your feet. Lechem Le'ochaltem, you did not eat bread, but rather you survived on mon. V'yayim v'shechar lo shesisem, and wine and old wine you did not drink, but rather you drank the water of the Be'eroi Shel Miriam. L'ma'an teidu'u ki ani Hashem aleikechem. Hashem did these nisim for you in order that you should know that I am Hashem your God, who can give you man and water in the Midbar. And over there you lived on mazon ruchni, on food that was ruchnius, not on mazon gashmi, not on food that was gashmius. V'tavoyu el amokem hazeh, and you came to this place. Vayetze Sichon Melech Cheshboin, Va'og Melech HaBoshon, and Sichon the king of Cheshboin, and Oig the king of Boshon came out, Likrosenu toward us, Lamelchoma for a war. Vanakem, and we hit them. Vanikach es Artsom, and we took their land. Vanitina Lenachala, and we gave it as an inheritance. Laruveni Velagodi Velachati Shevet HaMenashe, to Ruvain, God, and half of Shevet Menashe. And since so many Nisim were done for you, in Mitzrayim and in the Midbar, Moshe was worried that maybe Klal Yisrael will become haughty and rebel. Therefore, he said, Ushamartem es divrei habris hazois, you shall observe the words of this bris, v'asisem oisam, and do them, l'ma'an taskilu, in order that you shall succeed, eis kol asher ta'asun, in everything that you will do. Zot Rashi Pasuk Gimel, v'loi nosan Hashem lochem lev lodas, and Hashem did not give you a heart to understand, l'hakir es chaste HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize the chesed of Hashem, Ulihidavik boy, and to attach yourself to Hashem, ad hayom hazeh, until this day. So Rashi Shomati, I heard, Sha'osai hayoim, this day was the day, Shenosan Moshe Sefer Torah Levnei Levi, that Moshe gave the newly written Sefer Torah to the children of Levi. K'moshe Kosov, like the Pasuk says further on, in Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Vayitana, and he gave the Sefer Torah, Ela Koyhanan B'nei Levi, to Shevet Levi. And then, Bo'u Kol Yisrael Levnei Moshe, all of Klal Yisrael came before Moshe, Ve'amruloi, and they said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our Rebbe, Af onu amadnu b'Sinai. We also stood at Sinai, v'kibalnu es haTorah, and we accepted the Torah, v'nitna lanu, and it was given to us. U'ma'atom mashlit es b'nei shivtcha aleho. So why are you putting the people of your Shevet in charge of the Sefer? V'yomru lanu yomachar, they will say to us at a future date, lo lochem nitna, the Torah was not given to you, lanu nitna, it was only given to us. V'samach Moshe al hadavar, and Moshe rejoiced on this thing, because it showed that Klal Yisrael really cared about the Torah. V'al zois amar lohem, and concerning this, he said to Klal Yisrael, Hayom hazeh nihyeis ala'om, the pasuk earlier in Perik Chav Zayin, pasuk Tes, on this day you became a nation. On this day, hevanti, I understood, she'atem devekim v'chfeitzim b'mokoim, that you are attached and desire Hashem. Zokrashi v'atavoyu el ha'mokoim hazeh, and then you came to this place. Ato now, atem royim atzvechem, you see yourselves b'gedula, in greatness, v'chavoy, and honor, because you went through so many nisim. Altiv atu b'mokoim, do not rebel now against Hashem, v'al yorum levavchem, and do not become haughty. And that's why the pasuk continues in pasuk Ches by saying, Ushemartem es divrei habris hazois, you shall watch and observe the words of this bris. Don't become haughty because Hashem did so many nisim to you, but rather keep the bris of the Torah. Zakrashi davar acher, another pshat in the words v'lo nosan Hashem lochem leiv lodas, she'ein adam oimer al seif daito shel rabbi, a person does not understand totally his Rebbe, v'chochmas mishnosoi, and the wisdom of his teaching, ad arbom shana, until 40 years later. Ulefichach, and therefore, lehikbar aleichem hamokoim ad hayom hazeh, Hashem was not so makbid on you until this day. Avo mikan ve'elech, however, from here on in, yakbid, he will be makbid. Ulefichach, and therefore, the pasuk ends off in pasuk Ches, ushemartem es divrei habris hazois, you shall observe the words of the bris, because from now on Hashem will be makbid, since it is 40 years later, 40 years since you received the Torah. And now you can really understand Hashem's teachings. According to Rashi's first pshat, the pasuk was saying Ushemartem es divrei habris hazois, that since you went through all these nisim in the midbar and in Mitzrayim, do not become haughty and rebel against Hashem, but rather keep the words of the bris, keep the Torah. According to Rashi's second pshat, the pasuk is saying that since now it is 40 years later, therefore it is incumbent upon you to keep the Torah. Now you will be more responsible for it, since you can truly understand the words of Hashem.